Well, good day again. Welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I pray that you're doing well this morning. You're glad to be alive and to enjoy the goodness of the Lord, His kindness, His mercies. It says that in the scriptures that His mercies are everlasting. And it's all came to be because of the Lord Jesus, what the Lord Jesus did for us when He was on the earth, and how He suffered and died and rose again so that we could all be saved, those of us that accept Him and serve Him. And so yes, there's so much to be thankful for. And yesterday we spoke some about Jesus' prayer in the garden on the mount, how He was in such sorrow, so much so that it said this, His sweat was like blood drops. And yet His disciples were not able to stay awake and to watch with Him. Because Jesus knew that His time was coming close, and He was praying to the Father that if this cup could be removed from Him. But He said, nevertheless, it's the Father's will. And so now today I'd like to read in John chapter 18. It was right after that prayer. And when the people came to arrest Jesus. So we'll start in verse 1 of chapter 18. When Jesus had spoken these words, He went forth with His disciples over the brook Cedron, where was a garden into which He entered and His disciples. So that was the garden that they had gone to pray in, that we had discussed yesterday. And Judas also, which betrayed Him, knew the place, for Jesus oft times resorted thither with His disciples. So it sounds like that was a place that Jesus went to quite often to be in fellowship with the Father. Verse 3, to Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon Him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? So this was after His prayer. These people were coming to get Him with the help of Judas, who Judas knew where Jesus would be, because this is where Jesus was always had gone to pray. So Jesus asked them, Who are you looking for? And they answered Him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am He. And Judas also, which betrayed Him, stood with them. As soon then as He had said unto them, I am He, they went backward and fell to the ground. So, and the way I understand it is that this was a large band of people. I think someone mentioned once that it was perhaps 600 or 700, or maybe even more, of people that had come. So we can imagine this was a large crowd. And when Jesus said that, I am He, it says they went backwards and fell to the ground. Can you imagine that? 600 or more people falling over, falling backwards and down all the way, just from three words, I am He. So then in verse 7 it says, then asked He them again, Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am He. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled which he spake, of them which thou gavest me have I lost none. So what we can gather here is that these people, they did not overcome Jesus. They did not come to take Jesus captive, and it's not like they used their authority or their strength in order to capture Jesus, because we can see clearly that they all fell backwards when he said, I am he. So what we can get here is that this was all the part of the plan of God, that Jesus would not, that he would do the will of the Father, that he was not going to be discouraged and not to carry through the plan. And we remember from what we read yesterday that Jesus was in great sorrow for what he had to do, but I believe it was in Luke where it said that an angel from heaven strengthened him. So we can see here that Jesus was again very much strengthened, and in order for him just to say, I am he, and all these people fall over. So yes, the power of the Lord, power of the Father in heaven was with him. And he was determined now that he was going to go through with all this, even though he had sorrowed very much. So if Jesus wouldn't have submitted himself to the people, they would never have been able to capture him. So we can imagine that this was also the completion of the scriptures that say he was led as a lamb, because he allowed himself to be taken. And it's a wonderful thing when we can be submitted to the Lord in the same way that Jesus was to be submitted to the Father, and to do his will. And even when we are very much discouraged or overwhelmed, that we can be strengthened and rise up with renewed strength, so that submission is easy. And as one brother would always teaches, he says, surrendering, doing a full surrender to the Lord. And that's what's needed in each Christian's life, to be surrendered and to be submitted to the will of the Lord. And so then the other two verses I'll read here. Then Simon Peter, having his sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? So if you remember, previously, Peter had told the Lord he was going to go wherever he goes, he was going to die with him. And also Peter had said, this will not happen to you. And that's when the Lord rebuked him and said, Satan, get thee behind me, Satan. So we can see that Peter was still trying to prevent the Lord from drinking the cup. But the Lord says, the Lord Jesus said, the cup which my Father had given me, shall I not drink it? But then right after that, the officers of the Jews took Jesus and they bound him. And so it is just a really, just a very encouraging when I read this, for me anyway, to see how when the Lord has ordained something, when it's the plan of the Lord, when it's the will of God the Father and the Son, it will go forward. And because it's his battle, it's his strength that's needed, and that's all we need, is to remember that and to seek that, seek the will of the Lord, pray for his guidance and his leading, and to remember that the surrender and the submission that Jesus showed us to the Father, how he was willing to do the will of the Father even to death. So I hope that that's an encouraging message for today. And yes, and may the Lord guide you and continue to grow in understanding and in strength as we walk day by day, the Christian walk. And also I would like to remind the listeners and invite you to Saturday morning Bible study. If you would like to join us live, it's at 7:30 a.m. Eastern. And just call this number, 857-216-6700. And the access code is 525-819. We would love to have you join us and participate in the discussion. God bless you all. Bye.